Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everybody. Not much of a cold opening today, quite frankly. Let's just say today's been a wild and crazy day. I'm glad it's almost over. I'm glad we're all here. With that said, we are, oops, oh, hold on here for a second, something's, okay. Okay, I think we're ready. Yes, we are. Okay, get ready, folks, because we got a good show, no matter what anyone. Oh, boy. Well, you'll see. Okay. Damn, parents. We love you, but sometimes. Anyway, we got the theme. We got our special theme here. Yes, we do. Oh, God. Anyway. Yeah, this is one of those days here. There we go. We got a show title? Good. It's cow crackers. Okay, we got it. We got it. Let's play it, boys. If we can't play it, then we'll just do something. Play it. Live from wherever the hell we're at, this is the Last Call Cafe on Blog Talk Radio with the Exerbic Steve Baxley and Somewhere Over the Rainbow. There's our theme. Come on, stop it. There. Live, this is blah, blah, blah. Last Call Cafe, blah, blah, blah. Steve Baxley, blah, blah, blah. Jay the Brain Man. Blah, blah, blah. Blah, 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 blah. Met. The Wizard. Nichols. Blah, 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 blah. I'm Franklin Pangborn. Blah, 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 blah. Let's just get this show started. All right, there we go. Blah, blah. Last Call Cafe. The people are ready, and so are we. Blah, 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 blah. Boy, we're glad you've got a vacation coming up next week. Anyway, welcome, everybody. Sorry things are getting a little disheveled here, but we persevere. Welcome, welcome, one and all, to the program. I am Steve, the Baxman Baxley, one of your hosts. Let me introduce the rest of the hosts. Pangborn went through with a fine-tooth idiocy. Thank you. Of course, we talk about these two gentlemen, and here's one of them. Ladies and gentlemen, he is the host of Jay the Brain Man Presents Wrestle Anime Hub with Jay the Brain Man, Steve the Baxman, Baxley, 6:30 p.m. Saturdays. He's also Betty White's favorite chew toy and still the undisputed intergender wrestling champion of the world and the manager of champions. He is the one, the only. And now, ladies and gentlemen, he is smarter than the average bear. He is also smarter than any of us because he knows gamers like we know wrestling. Ladies and gentlemen, the man, the myth, the legend, Matthew, the Wizard Nichols.
Hello.
Hi there. Okay, folks, we're not missing the new bull. We are the old bull. Anyway, let me just turn this down here so I can at least concentrate. Okay, coming up, we got Dynamite Exploding on Wednesday night. Not for Vinny and Triple H. Gamers News, The Belch Says You Must Be Watching. Quest Comedy Clips, Parody Song of the Week, Comedy Spotlight, and whatever the hell we can come up with. And, of course, you want to be a part of this, please do. Give us a call at 1-646-668-8531. And when that British gal says press 1, please press it. We love to hear from you. Okay. And as we said, Dynamite exploded on Wednesday night. It did in a full way. Now, we may mention this last night, the L2C Sports Final. We make it again. AEW Wednesday night Dynamite exploded on the TV screens and decimated NXT on 2WF to the point where I think Vince McMahon and Triple H are going, not again, not again. Oh, Lord, not again. They were in AEW was in Washington, D.C., while NXT was at Full Sail in Orlando, Florida. Figure that one out. The matches, I'm going to say this was like watching pay-per-view, but only for free. I don't know, Brain, what you thought of it, but I thought it was great, and I thought the reuniting of Jim Ross and Tony Schiavone with El Branico's cousin Excalibur was the best. And the matches were clear. They were crisp. They brought down the house. They tore the roof off of the Capital One Center. Your opine?
It was good.
Yeah. And if you want to know how good, friends, we happen to have the ratings. For that courtesy of our friends over at Awful Unknown Scene, Pud.com. And here it is, folks. And please remember two things. A, yes, it's been over 20-plus years since wrestling debuted on TNT. And B, sorry, Vinnie Mac. But this isn't Billionaire Ted's TNT. This is Billionaire Khan's AEW. Yeah, you know about billionaires. You used to be one yourself. But according to the rap, AEW's TNT debut drew 1.4 million viewers, while NXT from Full Sail in Orlando, Florida, drew just a paltry 891,000 viewers. Wow. It's undoubtedly a strong debut for AEW, and I'm going to tell you this, folks, and I think you and Matthew will agree, if AEW continues on the way that they have that formula, I think NXT, Vince, could be in a little trouble. But here was the one reason why AEW had a clear shot. Because the first 2 hours of NXT, first two NXT episodes there on USA were only on for an hour. Thanks to the final season of Suits, Wednesday night was also the first two-hour NXT. It just didn't get the traction the WWE wanted. But again, let us reiterate, we're still early on. But if the AEW continues this tremendous build-up and builds up more and more and more, I think Vince is going to be going, again, he's going to look at Triple H and go, not again. God, not again. How are we going to defeat the juggernaut? Okay, and that is a look at AEW. Next week they're in Beantown, so that's Boston, for those of you down south. So, please watch the event, 7:30, TV, 8 o'clock. We understand Boston has sold out, so there may be a few tickets around. So, do what everybody else is doing. Enjoy the warmth. Okay, it is time for Mr. Pangborn to take to the mic for the last second and give us the announcement we're all waiting for.
Hello, it's time for the Belch of the Week with General Big Jimmy, Billy Bob Bo Schwartz, Mon General. Dan Hook, Baddies, how y'all doing?
Well, I'm doing fine, just had my test.
Good, I can't wait to find out how everything went. How you doing, Brain? Right. And Wizard? How them Wizardies doing? How's everything? Okay, you good? Okay, we're all good. Now, tonight, we usually give a belch, and we still will. But this one gonna be a little strange, because this is gonna be going to Funimation for the last time. Because reportedly, this merger with Aniplex. Thank you, Baxley. Is going to cause, supposedly, a little name. That name is going to be, what was that name again? Aniplex. Yeah, apparently they're going to go by Aniplex. Now, I don't know if that's true or not, but still, might be a good idea for Funimation to change their name after all the bad press they've been getting recently. So, we decided we're going to do a little twist on the belch. Instead of a forceful belch, we're going to give them a compassionate belch. A belch of, well, we forgive you for the sins that you have done, for the insults towards the fans of your website. What the hell am I saying? Funimation, your website sucks, and the way you're treating your website, no wonder you got that merger. All the complaints you've been getting, you deserve this. When ready, this belch is for you. Thank you. And on a personal note, Funimation, we've been watching. We just don't care to be ripped off much. So get your website fixed and enjoy Aniplex. Boy, you're going to enjoy it. You should have been just swallowed up by Sony. Anyway, boss, I'm taking a week off. Mr. Pangborn will be doing the belch next week, and I'll be back in 2 weeks. To piss off more people. Dismiss! Well, that was fast. And speaking of fast, it's 11:44. We're really trucking along, singing a song side by side, noodle by a noodle. Thought I'd let you know, this has not been a very good week for me. I had my stress test. Got me a little woozy, so my apologies for all the wooziness that has taken place. Also, today I just did a what they call a vascular test. What it actually was they were doing a sonogram on my legs. So I'll leave you with that little minashe poom here. I think maybe the general should have given a belch to Warner Media for their layoffs over there at Crunchyroll, etc. Anyway, we'll talk more about that in the future. Butt kitties, yes. What is going on? It's supposed to be... Okay, there you go. Are we good? Are we having a little fitage here? You know, we must be having a... There we go. Nope, it's not moving. Not moving, fellas. Okay. No wonder it's not moving. Here we go. Now, it should be moving, and it is. Anyway, we got more fun than a barrel full of munchy cheese. So let's get to the comedy, and then we'll get to everything else there. But we'll do that later. Right now, I do believe I'm swerving everyone today. This is why I got loopy yesterday, and I think I still am a tad on the loops. Right now, it is time for Mr. Pangborn to earn his keep again. And get us to that moment we've all been waiting for. Somewhere around here. It is time to get your digits in an uproar. And who cares what you got to show us, pal? Let's just get to it. Okay, good. Let's play that music.
This is Gamer News! Now, with the latest from the gaming industry and a whole lot more, the Wizard, Matthew Nichols.
Thanks, Pangborn. Alright. This week on Gamer News, Destiny 2 just went free to play, and the Shadowkeep DLC has been released. We had the servers were getting filled up at launch, but overall, so far it's been doing pretty good. The free-to-play version it's called New Light. It will give you the first mission remade from the first game, so that way players can be up to speed on what's going on in the story. And you get the Cabal campaign and the Curse of Osiris and the Warmind DLC for free. And you can play all the other content as well for free. Well, outside the stuff that requires the DLCs, like Forsaken, the annual pass, and the new Shadowkeep DLC, which has been doing pretty well. Also, Sony finally is giving us full crossplay. Its current CEO, I forgot his name, just stepped down, and it's opened up the crossplay to all of its games, which might be a while before it all activates, but yeah, we're finally getting crossplay on everything now. And that's pretty much it for Gamer News.
This has been Gamer News with the Wizard, Matthew Nichols. Now back to the cafe.
All right. Thank you very much. Thank you, Matthew. Brain, any comment, retort, song?
Nope.
Okay. All right.
Hey, did you ever get that blue snowball?
Pardon?
Did you ever get that blue snowball, Mike?
Oh, boy. I think I forgot that link. Hold on. Let me see. You might want to remind me again. Oh. Let me just check here. Again, forgive me, folks. I'm a little out of it still.
That's okay.
What was I, if you can remind me, please, Matthew, I apologize.
Well, my dad says that the blue snowball is a good mic, and you can find that at Walmart for
$40. Oh, yeah, I did. I got it. It works great. I use it for the Sports Final broadcast, which I do on Facebook Live. And I got to tell you, Matthew, you did a good job you and SG Sammy on YouTube. Excellent select. I got the blue snowball ice, and it purrs, man. It purrs like a kitten.
That's good.
It fits perfectly. Like it is fantastic. I sort of hemmed and hawed for a few moments or a few days whether I wanted that or another sort of podcast microphone, but gosh darn it, the blue is a perfect choice. I thank you, Matt, and I thank SG Sammy from YouTube. And everybody, if you want to, if you're going to do a podcast, don't listen to the other guys. Listen to folks like Matt, SG Sammy, a few others. The blue snowball is the best, one of the best, for podcasters or for live streamers, including gamers. It is fantastic.
And you can find it at your local Walmart for only $40. One of the cheapest mics you can find that's good quality.
That's right, and this is good quality. We're not saying this because Blue has not paid us to do the little adverts, but Matt uses it, SG Sammy on YouTube uses it, and now you can
and Paul
mark
uses
me
it.
As, yes. Yes, that is also true. So, folks, get these. $49 over at Walmart. Go on Amazon. Get that. You get a discount if you use your Amazon Prime card. I do believe. Okay.
Yeah, there's also a windscreen for this mic for about $15 on Amazon. That's what I'm using right now. Yeah, I'll link you it after the show. I got my first month of Macabre reading up and ready, and it's on Scribbler's playlist for Month of Macabre 2019. It's my latest reading. It's called The Departed. And I'm going to have another one up next week called Brothers in Sickness.
That is cool, Fandangos. Speaking of which, speaking of reading, speaking of everything else, we have a parody song of the week. we play a little bit of fun. So, well, here it is, Bark Baker with a parody of Taylor Swift. It's called I Knew You Were Trouble. I have not heard this, so I play this with open ears. Enjoy this little parody by Bart Baker.
Once upon a time, before I was insane, I dated this Disney guy. Joe Jonas was his name, but he broke up with me.
You're just way too creepy. Plus, I found someone else. His name's Mickey.
So I wrote a song about his stupid ass and found this guy named John, but that was over fast. If you don't marry me, I will pull out your teeth.
You're totally crazy.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
Maybe. He hit me with his guitar, and he said that
we are through.
Just you wait until I write a song about you. Then I met that Jake Gyllenhaal dick and was obsessed right away.
You sent me 1,000 messages. And that's just from today.
Oh, that's because I'm having your baby.
What? But you don't even put out.
Stop questioning me, JT.
Or I'll put you 6 feet underground. Whoa! Whoa! Psycho, psycho, psycho.
Hi! No! It's good material. Tim Kennedy, I think he was 15. I bought the house next door to watch you constantly, and also to make sure you never ever cheat. OMG, we are done. You are scary. Harry was my last, that One Direction freak. I taped him to my wall so he could never leave. Someone call the police. You'll instantly we are through. You're just like all the rest. What did I do to you? So I used my stalker app to track down all of those pricks. The next song I write, I'll use their blood is my ink.
Hey!
Holy crap, that nut just bursted in.
Ah!
What the hell is this hit?
It's a support group for all the men. You wrote songs about you, bitch.
What? I have not written about Harry yet.
I am just planning ahead. Why aren't you even here anyway?
To finish you all up with my pen.
No! No! Devil! 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 Ow! Ow! It's true, I'm the devil!
Okay, that's enough. You were right, she's nuts.
You are coming with us.
Based on the behavior I observed.
Ow! Ow! Let me go, you asshole!
No! No! Welcome to your new home. So you're crazy too, huh?
Ah!
Yo, guys, thanks
for watching
my
eyes. Oh, boy, that was, That was weird. Bart Baker is his name. Taylor Swift. I knew you were trouble. 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 One of many parody songs we're going to have featured on our little broadcast, Bread and Butter, here. What did you guys think of that? Exactly. Our next one, of course, next week. We will have Weird Al's Amish Paradise. That'll be next week, right here on the Mighty of Shows. That is, of course, the L2C. That is, of course, Last Call Cafe. So there you go. in 10 seconds, we're about to hit the afterglow. So for those of you listening to us live, give us a chance. Hope to be back in a full show.
Coming along.
So here we are at the afterglow. How y'all doing?
I'm doing all right.
Okay.
So far,
yes.
How are those cards coming along?
How those, oh boy. How are those,
The psyche cards.
Oh, the business cards. I got to do the artwork, send it over to Angie, so they're coming along. Number two was voted, and everybody liked number two, so I'm going to have the corporate logo put on it and send it to Angie, and get ready for Jaxpo.
Where's Jaxpo at, anyways?
Jaxpo is at the Allskate Skating Center right across from the Optimus Sports Arena on Wisner.
Okay, so it's in walking distance for me and my mom.
Yeah. It's free and open to the public. Download tickets, of course, to get in. Last year was fun until some stupid gerbil head from the Chamber of Discommerce decided to throw us out. Angie protested. I thought that was nice. She stood up for us and stood up for people. That's pretty darn good. The guy starts saying, well, this is just business for business. It's not really supposed to be open to the public. Pal, you want the public to meet the business people, it's open to the public. Read your own promos, Gooseberry, as I like to say. So, tomorrow I'm sending the design over to Angie, and then go from there. And I think we'll have, what, about 100 business cards made? Thank you, Vista Print. And we'll pass them out. And see if we get some
Jaxpo.
Oh, it's fun. You get some freebies, and with the business cards, we just pop them in, and might win something, and we might see if we can't get some advertisers for the show. Money making made easy.
I just hope it's on a day my mom has work off. Because I don't know when this whole thing is going to begin.
Let me check here before we go any further here. PO 2019. Bam. Okay, let's see what it says here. No. We want Jaxpo, not Jaxpo. Why you not do right? There we go. Okay. It's October 17th this year at the Allskate Fun Center, 1313 West North Street, Jackson, Michigan. Yay. It's a business-to-business showcase, so it says. Let's see if they've changed their things here. Highlight your business to a broad audience of potential clients. Yes. This one-day expo features businesses all connecting in one venue to reinforce current professional relationships and spark new partnerships, increase your audience and connections by showcasing your company's insight, talent, expertise, products, and services. Some of the folks that are going to be there, good. If you have a Jaxpo ticket, you get in free. Otherwise, it's going to be $10. It's October 17th, 1 to 7 p.m., Allstate Fun Center, 1313 West North, Jackson, Michigan. It's right across from the, right across from the Optimus Sports Arena and Huntington Bank. Some of the event sponsors, Anesthesia Consultants, CP Federal Credit Union, Consumers Energy, Michigan International Speedway, Experience Jackson, they're people that tried to kick us out, Vision Tire and Auto, Jackson Magazine, Graphics 3, Michigan Community Credit Union, Home FM, JTV, Balloony Bin, 308 Brass Rail Bar and Grill. So there you go, kids. It is open to the public, so that is a very good deal. So come on, come on to the Corsican Ball and meet the people of Jackson Business. Or Jackson Bizneath, if one prefers.
Okay, so my mom and I don't have to buy anything to get your time.
No, you just download the tickets. I think either Angie or I will download the tickets. So I think we'll all be going. Anyway, what else? Let's see here.
I just wanted to make sure.
Ah, coolness. Okay, let me check up. No, we've already had the Taylor Swift guys. We've already had the Taylor Swift. Do we have any other pediditos? I don't know. And Brain, are you going to be with us this year?
I'm here.
Okay. That would be nice. That would be nice and good and everything else. Okay. Let's see. We got anything else? Yeah. Oh boy. Where's Big John? Oh. I think we can do this a little bit. Here's what we're going to have for you next week on our parody, from Aaron Fraser Nash. Pennywise sings a song. Ooh. Let's give just a little listen here to give you a little sample. Okay, that's just a little bit of Pennywise Sings a Song from It, Chapter 2, parody, and should be very interesting next week. 9 minutes after 12, We're on the air till about 12:15. Don't forget tomorrow. The Wrestle Anime Hut. We're going to feature Toonami listings and everything else happening in the world of anime. So listen in. That's at 6:30 right here on the L2C Media Network. And, of course, Block Talk Radio. Okay. Got about 4 minutes left. And let's see what's on everybody's mind as we troll around the world. Troll. We better not play this song. Okay. We got a bunch of good stuff coming up in parody songs, so we'll keep you happy with what we got. And one of the songs we're going to be playing is a song by the Slash Street Boys, "I'll Kill You That Way," the official parody of the Backstreet Boys by the Merkins. So that should be interesting. So we got you covered with parodies and everything else. It's a fun show. It's a happy show. So please join us. Okay, let's go to some final thoughts, if anyone has any. First, the Wizard, the Wonderful Wizard of Matthew Nichols.
Yesterday was Cartoon Friday's 16th anniversary, which was hosted by Tommy Zynga and Tara. Mine,
cool.
Do you have the intro for that particular block? If not, I can find it for you.
I'll see what I can do. If not, feel free to find it, and we will play it tomorrow. Not tomorrow, but we'll play it next week here on this little show. Brain, how about you?
Lion, man.
Okay, found
and,
it.
Oh, good. Let's hear a little bit of it as we say au revoir.
There you go, Steve. It's on face. It's shared on your phone. Do you see it?
What's it called again, my friend?
Oh, I PM'd it to you on Facebook.
Oh, okay. Let me get it fast here.
Yeah, if you actually check your messages, you'd know that.
I'm checking right now, man. I'm checking right now. I'm getting back in the groove. I'm getting back into the groove. By the way, yes, I will say it. October 8th, I'll find out if everything is good or something else has gone wrong with me. So, pray. Okay, I'm checking the DMs and I'm getting like finally. Okay, I got it, man. And I think
all
we
right.
can play
I'm
it.
I'm going to play us out with the classic Cartoon Network Friday's theme.
Yes, sir. We shall play it, kids. If it could pop up. Boom. Okay, I think we got it. Let's play a little bit of it before that lady waltzes in and tells us Thank you for listening to Blog Talk Radio. Goodbye. Come on, Seabiscuit. I just love it.